Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Hamilton Heights High School. Girls basketball tonight, a Thursday night. Kind of a makeup game. They put the game together. We'll mention the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. We're going to play Blackford. Must have been a couple of weeks ago. That didn't quite work out. Opened up the schedule. Hamilton Heights. Athletic Director, Mr. Kurt Ogden, reached out, talked to Mr. Todd Garrison. I take that back. He probably talked to Mike Campbell. Mike Campbell, the AD at Greenwood High School. And they're in the gym right now. JV contest just concluded. JV contest was decided by Greenwood. We'll let you know a little bit about each school. First World Mission, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies are going to host the Greenwood Lady Woodmen. They're in the house tonight. We'll mention this internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's Robbie Kendall, ASO, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We are thankful for Mr. Robbie Kendall. That guy works feverishly. He's a disc jockey by trade. Can catch him in the mornings, I think 9 to noon on 93.1. We'll mention a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the Greenwood Lady Woodmen. The Lady Woodmen, we'll mention their school. Greenwood High School, founded in 1954. The school enrollment, 1,143. Their class 4A, sectional number 13. There are six in their sectional. Their sectional will take place at Bloomington South High School. In their sectional is Center Grove. They're currently 14-4 on the season. Followed up by Mooresville. They're 14-5. We'll mention Bloomington North. They're 13-5. Bloomington South. They're 8-6. Greenwood, the Lady Woodmen, are 7-9. And Martinsville, looking for their first win. They've played 18 ball games. We'll mention Greenwood High School. The principal is Todd Garrison. The athletic director is Mike Campbell. The athletic secretary, she was most instrumental for putting me in sports. We're thankful. That's Lindsay Glaze. We'll let you know Greenwood High School is located at 615 West Smith Valley Road, Greenwood, Indiana, 46142. You can dial them by telephone at 317-889-4000. You can catch them on the web at Woodmen, that's WoodmenAthletics.com. They wear the colors forest green and old gold. They perform in the Mid-State Conference. Mid-State Conference, that's made up of eight teams. Right now, it stacks up like this. Mooresville. Mooresville 5-0 on the season. That's in the conference opponents. Followed up by Whiteland. Whiteland also 5-0. Followed up by Franklin. Franklin 3-1. Plainfield 2-2. Decatur Central 2-3. Greenwood, they're 2-3. Followed up by Perry Meridian and Martinsville. They're both 0-5. We'll remind you, the Greenwood Lady Woodmen are currently 7 wins, 9 losses on the season. They're 2-3 in the Mid-State Conference. Their head coach, he was most instrumental for putting me in sports. I got to mention, what a kind gentleman Mr. Justin Bennett is. Coach Justin Bennett working in year number 5 at Greenwood High School. Overall, he's working in year number 8. 71 wins, 99 losses. That's an overall record for Coach Justin Bennett. And we'll mention the next game on the agenda for the Lady Woodmen. Going to happen Saturday. Couple of days away. It's January 14th. Yeah, 12 o'clock start for the JV. A 1:30 start for the varsity. It's going to be Greenwood Lady Woodmen. They'll travel to Eastern Green. They'll do battle with the Lady Thunderbirds. And I'm not talking about the Thunderbirds. I cannot not mention Mr. JMV. That's John Michael Vincent. You can catch him late afternoons, we'll say, on 107.5 and 1070, The Fan, at John Michael Vincent. He went to school at Eastern Green. Quite an athlete. And I tell you what, he don't forget anything. Check him out on 107.5 or 1070, The Fan. You'll thoroughly enjoy his commentary about sports. And you can catch him Sunday evenings. Check into Fox 59. They'll have a little bit of a talk right there with Chris Hagan. They'll talk on the air. They'll have a conversation, 4 or 5 minutes. They'll talk about sports in the Indianapolis area. That's JMZ. Check him out. We'll mention a little bit about the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies right here, the gym capacity, 3,051. I'm guessing it's not close to capacity here tonight. And the referees having a talk right there with the captains of both teams. We'll mention the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. School enrollment, 731. The Lady Huskies are Class 3A, Sectional 24. 7 in their sectional. Their sectional is going to take place right here at Hamilton Heights this year. We'll mention the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies are currently 13-3, followed by Jay County. Jay County, they're 16-1. That one loss came against the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Overtime, 1-point victory. That happened to be Hamilton Heights' fifth game on the season. That was Jay County's second game on the season. That could mean a little bit. Delta, the Lady Eagles, they're 6-10. Yorktown, they're 7-9. Franklin, they're 12-5. Centerville, they're 4-9. That's over by Richmond. And Newcastle, looking for their first win. They played 17 ball games. The principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. The athletic office manager is Lee Ann Moffitt. The athletic trainer here at Hamilton Heights is Miss Jan Clifton. She's a good one. She graduated from Floyd Central High School. I tried that out of her a while ago, and then I knew I'd mention it. Floyd Central, her alma mater. We'll mention the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies are currently 13 wins, 3 losses on the season. They're 2-1 in the East. They've got a big East Division matchup coming up on Saturday. We'll talk about that in a moment. The Lady Huskies average, this is an average in 16 ball games, 41.4 points offensively per game. The head coach is Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry working in year number 7 here at Hamilton Heights. 112 wins, 51 losses. Their next game on the agenda is going to happen Saturday. This Saturday, January 14th, it'll be a 12 o'clock JV, 1:30 for the varsity. PutMeInSports.com will be here. That's going to be a conference matchup of the East Division. It's going to be a big game, lots of implications. The Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies are going to travel 9 miles to the north. It's going to be a different county. They're going to do battle with the Tipton Lady Devils. Tipton Lady Devils and Hamilton Heights. Going to meet this year at Tipton. It's going to be Saturday at 1:30 for the varsity. We'll mention a little bit about the Hamilton Heights Huskies. You can dial them up at 317-984-3551. Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can dial them at 317-984-3551. On the web, you can find them at hhscheskies.org. They wear the colors orange, white, and brown. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. They have an East Division and a West Division. We'll let you know the standings right now in the East and the West. At the top, it's Northwestern. Northwestern Lady Tigers, they're 3-0. Second place right now is Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, they're 2-1, followed up by Western. The Western Lady Panthers are 1-1. Tipton Blue Devils in fourth place are the Lady Devils. They're 1-2. Followed up by Lewis Cass. The Lewis Cass Lady Kings are currently 0-3. In the West Division, Powerhouse Basketball at Twin Lakes High School. Twin Lakes currently 4-0. They've already won the West. We'll mention Twin Lakes Lady Indians are number 1 in Class 3A. They're 19-0. We'll mention second place is Benton Central. Benton Central, they're 2-1. Followed up by Central Catholic. The Lady Knights are 2-1. West Lafayette Lady Red Devils are 0-3. Followed up by Rensselaer. The Lady Bombers are 0-3. So that's what's going on in the two basketball realms right here in the school activities. We'll mention a little bit about what's happening tonight in the Mid-State Conference. Tonight, game night, the 12th day of January here on a Thursday, there are 5 games slated for tonight in the Mid-State Conference. They're all 7:30 starts. We'll mention 6-11, Edinburgh Lady Lancers are at 1-14, Perry Meridian Lady Falcons. Also tonight, it's 7-9, Greenwood Lady Woodmen. They're right here with 13-3, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Third game on the agenda tonight, Indianapolis, Ron Colley. They're the Lady Royals. They're no longer the Rebels. Their name is now the Royals. They're 14-3. They are traveling tonight. They are at 10-5, Franklin, Lady Grizzly Cubs. Fourth game tonight, 14-5 on the season, Mooresville, Lady Pioneers. They travel tonight. They're at 8-6, Bloomington South, Lady Panthers. The final game tonight in the Mid-State Conference, 7:30 start, 8-8, Southport, Lady Cardinals. They travel there at Whiteland, Lady Warriors. The Lady Warriors are 10-8. 2:30 left on the pregame clock. Both teams are taking shots at their leisure. Stretching out, Lady Huskies stretching out near the center circle. Should be a good ball game tonight. Should be a good matchup, we'll mention. We'll talk a little bit about the Hoosier Conference game night tonight here on the 12th day of January. We'll mention 5 games tonight in the Hoosier Conference. 7:30 start. It's 7-9. They're right here. Greenwood Lady Woodmen. They're here at Hamilton Heights. 13-3. Second game on the list. 7:30 start. 6-11. Lewis Cass, Lady Kings. They travel tonight. They're at Western doing battle with the Lady Panthers. Lady Panthers are 13-5. A 7 o'clock start tonight. 4-15, North White Lady Vikings. They are at Twin Lakes tonight, going to do battle with the Lady Indians. As mentioned, the Lady Indians are 19 wins. No losses thus far. We'll make it another 7 o'clock start. 12-5, the Lady Devils of Tipton. They travel tonight. They're at Frankton. Lady Eagles, they are also 12-5. That is going to be something to check out after the game. And an 8 o'clock start tonight, 8 p.m., 13-5, West Lafayette Lady Red Devils. They travel to 9-7, Rensselaer Central Bombers. Would you appreciate you listening? We'll mention you are listening to an education-based high school varsity basketball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by ASO. That's Robbie Kendall and AudioSportsOnline.net providing internet radio access for FootmeInSports.com since 2008. Clock's rolling down, 27 seconds. They're getting ready for the national anthem here momentarily. We'll mention, if you do not live in Hamilton County, that's no big deal. You can capture the Hamilton County Reporter. You can capture that by mail. In-county rate, just $24 a year. Out-of-county rate, just $60 a year. That's 6 publications per week. You just need to contact Circulation Director Isaac Taylor at 765-585-9519. You can also get that publication online. You can get that on your inbox each morning. I mentioned there's 6 publications per week. They take a day off. They are entitled, that's the Hamilton County Reporter. That's quite a substantial publication. It has sports, it has news, it has much, much more. And Mr. Stu Clampett makes that possible. We're thankful for Stu and about 4 or 5 other guys that make it happen. So we're going to set this down. Again, we have the national anthem. And we'll set this down.
Care at home and overseas. The TV, especially those from Greenwood community, are very old Hamilton Heights again. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
Our national anthem sounded wonderful. Memorex or live, everybody in whole gym on the same page when that is playing. The Lady Huskies went off into their locker room. We'll mention the Greenwood Lady Woodmen went off into their makeshift locker room. They're going to borrow the boys' locker room. And I'm at basketball here momentarily. Let's start the 5-minute clock. It's rolling down right now, 4:50. On the pregame clock, they started at 15. They put 5 back on it. It's a little bit different than other gymnasiums, but it works about the same. Well, mention, I got to mention this. Mr. Glenn Schrock told me last week. He told me last week. He knew we had a couple games this week. He said it. AJ, he said it. Next week. Now, not Tuesday, but on Thursday. That is Sherry and I's 60th wedding anniversary. That is tremendous. Glenn Schrock, Sherry Schrock, they go to all kinds of Husky athletic events. They travel. They go to Franklin County, watch the boys play. They used to go to East Central a couple of times. We were there, watched the girls play. I saw them watching 6th grade basketball late last week. Might have been earlier this week. It kind of runs all together. I saw them at the middle school gym watching 6th grade basketball. They stayed for both games. They are true Hamilton Heights aficionados. And I can't think of anybody else that even comes close to their stature with Hamilton Heights athletics. That's Mr. Glenn Schrock and Sherry Schrock. I'm looking at them right now. 60th anniversary happening tonight, the 12th. I asked Glenn, I talked to him a little bit ago. I said, now, is that today? And he said, yes. So he's pretty proud. He's got a beautiful wife. So they're working it right now. We'll mention athletics. Right there in athleticihsaa.org. If you want to check that out, ihsaa.org. That is a tremendous website. They've redone it. It's a lot more friendly. It's easier to access what you're looking for. But they got a slogan on there. It says, keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. So they're working it right now. And Husky girls out on the floor, they're taking some shots, taking their over shirts off right there, getting loose, getting ready for basketball. As mentioned, Lady Huskies, a big ball game coming up on Saturday. Saturday, they can lock up the second place in the division. They can actually tie for first place, Northwestern. I think Coach Keegan Cherry told me they still got to play Western. So Northwestern and Western, that's a key matchup for standings in the Hoosier Conference this season for girls basketball. So I don't know who wants to play Twin Lakes, but somebody's going to have to play them, and somebody's going to game plan for them. It's going to be a game. It's going to be 32 minutes long, if not longer, and it should be a pretty good game. We'll mention PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring with Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. I'll mention this past spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights captured the 1A championship there at Victory Field. They completed the season. They were 27-6. If you go to the webpage, you can check out 31 of those games. PutMeInSports.com covered 31 of the 33. The other two, I was watching my grandson play baseball at Zionsville in the middle of the afternoon on a Saturday. So we'll also mention they put me in sports football in the fall. Tipton Blue Devils put me in sports doing basketball this winter. This winter doing Tipton boys basketball. We'll mention Central Catholic Knights, few games from them, and Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Signed up for 16, going to get 15 of them. Couldn't do the Garen Catholic game. That didn't work out. But we will be there for sectional competition. Hamilton Heights will have a sectional right here at Hamilton Heights High School. So clock rolling down, 1:14 on the game clock. And we'll mention, this coming up Sunday, the Harlem Globetrotters, they're going to be in downtown Indianapolis. They'll be at Dane Bridge Fieldhouse. That'll happen Sunday, January 15th. They're going to have two exciting ball games. They're going to reschedule and they'll get ready to get two back-to-back pretty much. 12:30 p.m. will be the first one. If you go to the first one, you can get home and you can see the Minnesota Vikings and the New York Giants, because they're going to kick off about 4:30. You'll make it home for that. Or you could go to the 5:30 contest there, Harlem Globetrotters. They're going to go against the opponents. That's the Washington Generals. Don't think anything bad about the Washington Generals. Believe it or not, they have beaten the Globetrotters before, but you probably count them on one hand. The Globetrotters started their career back in 1926. It's going to be a lifetime memory if you go watch them. You can go online, get your tickets. Online, it's HarlemGlobetrotters.com. Again, it's HarlemGlobetrotters.com. And that ought to be a pretty good outing. It's this coming Sunday, the 15th, 12:30, or the 5:30 ball game. So they get ready to announce the starting lineups. We'll do the same. We'll talk about the Greenwood Lady Woodmen. I got to mention Stacia Buckaloo. She's a starter. She helped me with these pronunciations. I'm very thankful. So they're going to start like this. Wearing number 10, she's a 5'5" senior. She averages 9 points per game. That's Lily Howell. Lily Howell, she shoots 71% from the foul line. That's pretty good for girls basketball, we'll also mention. Second in the lineup wears number 15, 5'5" senior. That's Emily Metzger. Emily Metzger averaging 8 points per contest. Starting at wearing number 22, 5'8" junior, that's Stacia Buckaloo. She helped with pronunciation, and we're thankful. We'll mention starting also at the fourth position, number 24, 5'10 senior, Ella Stivers. Ella Stivers, 7.8 per game average. She leads the team with 6 rebounds per contest. Wearing number 35, a 5'10 sophomore, that's Emma Gardner. 3.4 points average per game. We'll mention the head coach is Justin Bennett. Now we'll talk about the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. They have turned the lights down. They're watching the Jumbotron right now. And we'll start right here. We'll mention, starting for the Huskies tonight, wearing number 2, 5'6" junior, that's Ella Hickok. She's averaging 7.1 points per game. She dishes the ball out, assists per game at 4.1. So she's making up for some offense, even when she's not scoring in the basketball. She's second on the team in rebounds at 3.6 per game. Wearing number 10 for the Lady Huskies, 5'9" junior, that's Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner, she's averaging 18.3 per contest, 6.1 rebounds per contest. She's shooting 83% from the foul stripe. Wearing number 20, she's a 5'4" senior, 7.5 points per game, Kaylee Roten. Kaylee Roten, she shoots 37% behind the arc. And I will mention that's tough for Hamilton Heights. And they're telling me that 30% is good from three-point land, and she's at 37. Also starting tonight for the Lady Huskies, wearing number 23, 5'7" junior, that's Cassidy Shakel. Cassidy Shakel, we'll mention, 2.9 points per contest. She's shooting 50%. Two-point land, she's 21 for 42. And she's going to start in the fourth position. And now in the fifth position, starter for Hamilton Heights, wears number 24, 5'9" junior, Adley Cherry. She seems to be in the right place at the right time. We're missing the head coach for the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies is Keegan Cherry. So let's finish up the starting lineup right now. And I will mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers there in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit. Hope Jewelers is downtown Tipton. They're right there in downtown Tipton next to the Diana Theater, located 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Again, that's 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, they're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, Saturday, 9:30 to 2. So they're getting ready to jump it up right now. Center circle, Greenwood's going to send out 35, Emma Gardner, 5'10 sophomore. She'll jump it up against Cameron Runner, a 5'9 junior. 8 o'clock, straight up on my wristwatch. Toss is good. Tip to the front court when he picked up. Going across the timeline right there. Goodman, Woodman, first possession. Lily Howe worked at left side around the perimeter. Stacia Buckaloo back out top to Lily Howe. She'll work at right side in the corner. Working it back around. Lily Howe will work it out top. Buckaloo bounced it right side behind the arc. At 15, Emily Metzger. They'll go to the corner with it again. They're working down low. Going to be stolen. Stolen by Hadley Cherry. They're working down just outside the paint, trying to get it to Emma Gardner. Hadley Cherry comes up with the steal. Ball's in the front court. Cameron Runner, tough pass to handle. Goes through her hands. Picked up by 24, Ella Stivers. They'll go back the other direction. 2-point shot off the glass. Credit 15, Emily Metzger for 2. 2-0 contest. We nearly played a minute. We're in the first quarter here at Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights and Greenwood. I'm not thinking that matchup has ever taken place before, but it is today from the corner. 3-point shot wouldn't go. have the carry. The rebound out of there secured by the Woodmen. Tread at the rebound, Stacia Buckaloo. In the front court, moving the basketball around on the dribble is Emily Metzger. She'll work a right side well beyond the arc. Stacia Buckaloo. We're now back to Emily. Emily's going to go to the corner with it. They'll work it down low again. Same play they wanted last time. They got stolen. Shot wouldn't go in the paint. That was Emma Gardner. Rebound Hamilton Heights. 2-0 advantage. Greenwood Lady Woodmen in front. On the dribble going through the lane there. Kaylee Roten. She'll dribble in. She'll bounce it outside. Working the basketball there. Was 23 for Hamilton Heights. Kathy Schakel. She goes baseline. The referee says it goes off of her thigh and goes out of bounds. Going to belong to the Woodmen. We'll call them the Woodmen. We'll try to get Lady Woodmen in there. Greenwood with the basketball. They're going to try to break the press there. Three given pressure. Cameron Runner's one of them. One of the major cogs. They'll get across the timeline. Outside the arc, they move the ball around. Emily Metzger to Stacia Buckaloo. Cross-court skip pass to the corner on the dribble there. Lily Howell. Outside the arc, left-handed stroke is good. Stacia Buckaloo from left to elbow extended. She's a lefty. 5-0 contest. Greenwood in front. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. Ella Hickok. Going to work it back around. They work it outside. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner kicks it back outside. Three-point shot in the air. Good. Nothing but net. Kaylee Roten from the right corner baseline. 5-3 contest. The Lady Woodmen in front. Could be tipped out of bounds. Good hands there. Ella Hickok guarding the basketball so he can clear to the corner. Going to be brought in from the Husky bench side court. Brought in there. Lily Howell. They'll move it around the perimeter. Stacia Buckaloo works it right side. Emily Metzger. Back to the corner. Lily Howell. She'll get it back to Metzger. She'll pick up her dribble outside the arc. She'll get to the corner. Back to Stacia Buckaloo. She's going to get a traveling violation. She wanted to pass. That passing lane dissolved really quick when Cameron Runner stepped there and she couldn't make the step and make the pass. She landed. Traveling violation, give it back to the Huskies. And across the timeline at a walk pace, she'll pick up the try now. Ella Hickok outside and have the carry back to Cameron Runner. Well beyond the arc, she'll bring it back outside. Centered up, she'll pick up a screen from Schakel. Schakel sets a good screen on Emma Gardner. They'll work it back around outside the arc. Ella Hickok. 4:48 on the game clock. They'll bounce it down low. Off a leg, not going to be deemed as intentional. Goes to the backcourt, picked up by Ella Hickok. She'll bring it across the timeline. 4:37 on the game clock. 5-3 ball game. Greenwood in front. Ella Hickok dribbles in the lane. She'll take an underhanded scoop shot. Right side off the glass. Two-point bucket. Ties the ball game at 5. 4:22 on the game clock. In the front court with the basketball. Working it there is Lily Howell. She'll put it out top. Metzger. Emily Metzger back to Lily Howell. Guarding her loosely there is Katie Roten. They'll go to the corner. Stacia Buckaloo drives baseline. Shot off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound Ella Hickok. They'll work it to the front court. Cameron Runner. She'll cross over. She'll set it up out top. Working the basketball. Working her defensively. Pretty strong right there is Lily Howell. Take that back. It's Metzger. She's going to drive the lane. Cameron Runner drives the lane, puts a shot up, got fouled in the act of shooting. Shot wouldn't even get above the rim. She's going to shoot two at the foul stripe. First foul of the ball game is going to be whistled on 24, Ella Stivers. She has one. First shot is up and good. That's number 10, Cameron Runner, as mentioned, 83% at the stripe. Stacia Buckaloo going to take a breather. In the ball game is number 4. Charlie Mayo, she's a 5'4 junior, and Cameron Runner hits the second one. Hamilton Heights up by 2, 7-5, 3:46 left here in the first quarter. Out top of the basketball, going to work it right side behind the arc. Emily Metzger, she'll kick it back left side. Right elbow extended, three-point shot wouldn't go. That was Charlie Mayo to the front court. Going to work it outside, three-point shot again. She's 2 for 2. That one from the left elbow extended. Kaylee Roten has a soft touch. 10-5 contest. Lady Huskies by 5. They'll work a right side with a basketball. Charlie Mayo, they're working around the perimeter. To the left corner baseline, Lily Howell. Cross-court skip pass to Charlie. They're working in the paint. back outside the arc. Charlie Mayo lost the handle, picked up there by Ella Hickok. Hickok in the front court. Cross-court skip pass. Kaylee Roten is open. She'll shoot a third time, and that one rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound Cherum's hard, and Cassidy Shakel's going to lock it up with Charlie Mayo to jump ball, and the ultimate possession arrow is going to give it to Hamilton Heights. First tie-up in the ballgame, 2:55 left. Entry pass, alley-oop in the paint, wouldn't go that time. Cameron Runner, rebound out there, picked up by 15, Emily Metzger. In the front court, the basketball to the corner. Now, Charlie Mayo outside the arc. 3-point shot. Left elbow extended. Credit to three. Number 10, Lily Howe. Lily Howe for three. 10-8 contest. Lady Huskies by two. First quarter, 2:28. Clock moving. To the corner, going to go baseline. Going to pop a shot. Wouldn't go. Cameron Runner dribbled in. Tried about a 14-footer. Got fouled from behind. She'll shoot two more. They're going to whistle this foul on Metzger. 15, Emily Metzger picks up her first. Team foul number two for Greenwood. Hamilton Heights yet to commit a foul. Two at the stripe. Cameron Runner, first one's up and good. Substitution in the ballgame. We're going to see Katie Brown for Hamilton Heights. Who wears number three? Taking a breather is number 23, Cassidy Shakel. In the ballgame for the Greenwood Lady Woodmen is number three, Kira Johnson. She's a 5'5 sophomore. Second shot also good. Cameron Runner, 4-for-4 at the stripe. 12-8 contest. Lady Huskies by four. Trying to break the press. Huskies putting pressure on in the backcourt. Going to be tipped away there to the backcourt. Easily can go back to retrieve it. That's Lily Howell. She brings it to the front court now, being guarded by Cameron Runner. So we're going to do the corner. Metzger. Emily Metzger going to pass it to the opposite corner. So we're going to round the perimeter. Going to dribble in at Lily Howe. They're going to whistle a foul. Foul's going to occur. It's going to be in near the paint there. Hamilton Heights going to pick up their first foul in the ballgame. They're going to whistle this one on number two, Ella Hickok. She's got one. Team has one. They're going to bring it in. Free throw line. Shot in the air. Rims up. Rims over. Wouldn't go. That shot taken by 24, Ella Stivers. Back the other direction, Cameron Runner. To the front court, Katie Brown. Kaylee Roten back to Katie Brown out top, dribbling the basketball. Working against her. Right there, working hard, trying to get the basketball, trying to get that 5 second close to guarded. Working there was 24, Ella Stivers. And Hamilton Heights going to reset it out top with Ella Hickok. Hickok on the dribble, working against her is Kira Johnson. Driving the lane, goes off the glass. So, Kaylee Roten, the recipient there of the assist from Ella Hickok, 2 points from the paint. 14-8 contest. Lady Huskies by six. Going to be a kick. It's going to be deemed as intentional. It was off the hook. One of the officials deemed it that way, so that's the way it'll be. So, they're going to bring the ball back in. It's going to be brought in left of the bucket on their own baseline. Number 15, Emily Metzger, going to trigger the inbound. Behind the arc, she'll get a deep there, Lily Howell. She'll pass it in. Turnaround jumper, just inside the right elbow. 2-point bucket, good. Ella Stivers, 14-10 ball game. Lady Huskies by four, we're under a minute. 52 seconds. Lady Huskies in the front court, Ella Hickok. Now Kaylee Roten, going to dribble it around out top. Back to Cameron Runner near the center circle. 42 seconds, she'll dribble in. Try to get that jump step in. Pretty good defense right there by Kira Johnson. Kind of kept her from making that good jump step, and ball goes loose, picked up by the Woodmen. Woodmen in the front court, working from the right elbow, through the right corner baseline. They're working around the perimeter. Emily Metzger back to Lily Howe. Lily Howe out top, works at right side. Kira Johnson. Johnson gets the ball back from Charlie Mayo. And another pass, one pass too many, is picked up out of the air by Katie Brown. Katie Brown, they take it back the other direction. There's going to be a foul whistled in the Hamilton Heights front court. They're going to whistle a foul on number 10, Lily Howe. Lily Howe picks up her first foul in the ballgame. Back in the ballgame is number 35, Emma Gardner. Getting some medium fives down the bench area. Taking a breather for Greenwood at 24, Ella Stivers. 7 seconds, clock moving in the front court, outside the arc, Kaylee Roten. Outside, there'll be a foul whistle. Emily Metzger trying to guard Cameron Runner. That's a task by itself. She's going to pick up her second foul. 2.4 seconds left. She'll check out a ball game. Coach Justin Bennett gives her a medium five. So she'll sit down with two fouls and 2.4 left during the first. Going to be bounced back in Cameron Runner. Low pass. Hard to handle. Goes out of bounds. And it's going to give the ball back to the Lady Woodmen. 1.4 to go 84 feet. There's going to be no shot at the buzzer. Difficult shot. Wouldn't happen. So the first quarter of play is emptied out. 8 minutes going by. After one quarter of play, Hamilton Heights, 14. Greenwood, 10. We'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, that's the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. They have a myriad of products for you to choose from. You can visit them at Runyon Truck Store. They're located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road. That's an Atlanta, Indiana address, 46031. You wouldn't quite notice that here. They're about 3 miles from Elwood. They're pretty close to State Road 37. They're right along nearby, 281st Street. That's Runyon Truck Store, Inc. Again, Runyon Truck Store, your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. Here at Runyon, they bleed orange. Second buzzer sounds. Alternate possession arrow going to give the ball back to the Lady Woodmen. Going to be inbound right there. Emily Metzger just tossed it slightly to the backcourt. Number 10, Lily Howell across the timeline. Back to Metzger. Nearly a steal by Katie Brown, and now a steal by Cameron Runner to go the distance, to go off the glass. No foul called. Rebound Katie Brown. Bounce pass. She tried to get it in the paint there to Ella Hickok. Ball's loose. It's going to be a jump ball. It's going to belong to the Lady Huskies. Pretty quick activity right down there. A lot of things happening. Lady Huskies going to get the ball. They're going to bring it in right of the bucket on their own baseline. It's going to be brought in by Hadley Carey. Looking to toss it in. No alley-oop play available. She gets it into Kaylee Roten. But we're going back to Cameron Runner. Long 3-point shot. Rims out long. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Lady Woodman. Lily Howell with the basketball. She'll pass it to the front court. Emily Metzger to the corner. Stacia Buckaloo. Now back out. They'll move back around Metzger. Now to Lily Howell. Back to Metzger. Nearly a steal once again. Katie Brown jumping that route pretty good. Not coming up with a steal quite yet. Outside the arc, Lily Howell. She'll pass it back out top. Emily Metzger to the corner. Stacia Buckaloo back out to Emily Metzger. 7:07 left. We're in the second quarter. 14-10, Lady Huskies by four. Going to pass it to the corner. Going to be just a small step right there. Going to be a traveling violation. Going to give the ball back to the Lady Huskies. Back in the ball game, we're going to see number 23, Cassidy Schakel, back in the game. She's going to give a breather right there. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, Katie Brown. So dribbling across the timeline at a walk pace, Ella Hickok. She'll work her right side. She'll pass it. In the front court, Cameron Runner. She gets the ball back to Ella. Now back to Cameron. Adjacent out near the top of the circle. Working to back out Cameron. Cuts the hands briefly. Kaylee Roten. They'll go to the corner with it. It's going to be tipped and knocked out of bounds. Good hands by Emily Metzger. 6:42 on the game clock. 14-10. Lady Huskies by four. Can be brought in. I'm going to pass it to the backcourt. Kaylee Roten tosses the backcourt to Ella Hickok. She crossed the timeline. Picked up there at the 3-point line. He'll work at left side. Now behind the arc. Cameron Runner back to Ella. Ella on the hill. Back to Cameron. She's open. She'll go to the corner with it. Kaylee Roten. She'll bring it back out to Cameron Runner. Working in front of the scores bench. Working right side. Ella Hickok to the corner. Hadley Carey. From the free throw line. Shot wouldn't go. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner getting a little bit aggressive there on the rebound. And she's going to pick up a foul. Like that every time. 6-16. You only get 5 fouls. You ought to use them sparingly. 6-15 on the game clock. Woodman trying to get across the timeline. Lady Husky's pressure. Cameron Runner pressure. They're passed across the timeline to Lily Howell. Back out top. Emily Metzger on the dribble. Outside the arc. She'll go back right side around the perimeter. Lily Howell to the corner. Stacia Buckaloo to try to get it down low to 35. Emma Gardner. It's going to be a foul whistled. It was on the pass. No shot's going to be taken. There's going to be a foul whistled on Hamilton Heights. Ella Hickok has 2. Lady Huskies with 3. Greenwood with 4 thus far in the first half. Lost the handle in the paint. That was Stivers. Ella Stivers gives the ball up. Cameron Runner goes the distance. Underhanded scoop shot right side of the glass. 2-point bucket for Cameron Runner. 16-10. Lady Huskies by 6. Lady Woodman going to pass across the timeline. Lily works it right there. Lily Howe now back out top. Emily Metzger picks up her dribble. Behind the arc, she'll go to the right corner baseline. Stacia Buckaloo. She'll pass to the free throw line. 2-point shot wouldn't go for Ella Stivers. Ball caroms long, picked up by Cameron Runner in the front court with the basketball. She'll work it through the right corner baseline. 3-point shot on the way wouldn't go. Kaylee Roten, she's now 2-for-4, 3-point land in this ballgame. Emily Metzger saves the basketball on the baseline. They're working back around Lily Howell. Back out top, Stacia Buckaloo. She'll work it back to Lily Howell, right side behind the arc. They'll work it down low, go off the glass. 2-point bucket is good. Emma Gardner, credit a good entry pass. 16-12. Lady Huskies by 4. 4:45 left. We're in the second quarter. Varsity competition here on a Thursday night. Working the ball back around. Cameron Runner to the corner. Hallie Cherry. She'll work it down low. Ella Hickok. Inside out play. And Kaylee Roten from the right corner. Excuse me. Right elbow extended. She hits the 3rd 3-point shot of her first half. So she's 3-for-5 here. 60% on my piece of paper right here. She's averaging 37%. She's climbing with that 3-point average. Going to work it back around. Works it inside Emily Metzger. Nobody guarding her. She'll turn around, take a jumper. Wouldn't go. Rebound Emma Gardner for Greenwood. 16-footer from the free throw line. Emily Metzger's shot wouldn't go. Rebound Ella Hitchcock. She'll cross the timeline. One player from each side. Get ready to check in. Next dead ball. Pass the ball around in the front court. Adjacent. Behind the 3-point stripe. Cameron Runner to the corner. Have the carry back to Cameron behind the arc. She'll keep the dribble alive. 3:40 left. Second quarter. We're getting to the corner. Kaylee Roten. They double team her in a hurry. They know she can shoot. So they work the ball back around behind the arc. Have the carry. Gives it back to Ella Hickok. Cameron Runner thought about a long three. Right there was Lily Howell playing defense. Long skip pass. They'll go 3-point shot on the way. Off the glass. Cameron Runner, she shrugs her shoulders. You know, it wasn't intentional. But they say the bank is open, especially that ATM 22-12. It's going to be a reach-in. A lot of folks in the gym thought Kaylee Roten just got a steal. They're going to call a reach-in and say she got part of the hand of Stacia Buckaloo. Stacia Buckaloo is going to step out of the ballgame for a moment. Also out of the ballgame, taking a breather. It's 35, Emma Gardner. In the ballgame, Emily Metzger. She'll bring the ball in to Charlie Mayo. She wears number 4. Back in the ballgame, number 3, Kira Johnson. Going to be a steal. Out top of the circle, Cameron Runner gets the steal. She goes coast to coast. Left-handed shot off the glass. Got fouled. Shot wouldn't go. So they'll work it from there. And a 2:58 left here in the second quarter. Going to be a timeout. First timeout of the ballgame. It's going to be a full 60-second timeout. And we'll mention this game is also in parts being brought to you by AGM Auto. AGM Auto, they're in Arcadia. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood. Along with their new tires, and now AGM is under new ownership. No, it's a no worries whatsoever. Same friendly faces and same quality work. Also, they now restore classic cars and trucks. reaching out to Central Indiana. All are welcome. To find them, take Howard Avenue. Just go west off of State Road 19. They're in Arcadia, and you'll find them behind the Arcadia Ballpark. If you've not seen the Arcadia Ballpark, say what, if you see them in prime season, home run fence signs, the perimeters are great, painted nicely, and I got to mention Kenny Sipe, 1980 graduate from Hamilton Heights. He wore 19 in baseball. I believe he wore 80 in football. Don't know. That was Doug Small. I'm trying to think football. But anyway, Kenny Sipe, what an effort to run the Arcadia Ballpark. First shot up and good. Cameron Runner, she's 5-for-5 on the season. On the evening, we're saying, what they are. AGM Auto, as of March the 1st, they'll have a new location west of Arcadia. Second shot rims out. Rebound out of there. Kira Johnson, wearing it to the front court on the dribble. Charlie Mayo lost the handle. Ball's loose, picked up by Katie Brown. Now she'll get it to Cameron Runner behind the arc on the dribble. 2:43 to the corner. Katie Brown, three-point shot is good. Right there in front of the home crowd, opposite of the scores bench. Right there in front of Eric King. You didn't know Eric King. His daughter is one of the coaches on the Husky squad. And Eric King played at Anderson University basketball. What a player. From the baseline, two-point shot good. 24, Ella Stivers for Greenwood. 26-14. Lady Huskies by 12. Behind the arc, another three-point shot short off the rim this time. Katie Brown collecting the rebound. Right there, 44, Olivia Ford. She's a 5'8 sophomore. Working it behind the arc. On the dribble, she'll work it in. Saving the basketball right here. Kira Johnson gets it back in. Charlie Mayo, she'll dish it off. They go to the corner with it. Three-point shot. Shot rims off. Wouldn't go. That was Lily Howe. Going to be a rebounding foul. Going to be whistled on the Woodmen. They're going to whistle this on 44, Olivia Ford. Olivia Ford going to pick up her first foul in the ballgame. That's team foul number 6. Ford thus far for the Lady Huskies. Katie Brown going to jog out of the ballgame, get the pat on the back from Coach Keegan Cherry. Hadley Cherry in the ballgame, Kaylee Roten, Cassidy Shakel, Cameron Runner, Ella Hickok. Working it in the front court, Kaylee Roten, she'll dribble. Bounce pass back to Ella. 1:36 left. Outside the arc, Cameron Runner thought about a three. Defense converges. 16-footer straight away off the glass and goes in. Kaylee Roten shooting. Not so good from two-point land, better from three. But she gets that one to go. From the corner, going to be a timeout call. 30-second timeout. Ball was in the corner. Pretty hard to get out of there right here. Cassidy Shakel, Coach Keegan Cherry, bails her out with a 30-second timeout. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies, you can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in, if only, to browse around. 1720 South Penn Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, plaques, fast turnaround. Prices are low, so low you may want to be a repeat customer. That's Noblesville Trophies, 1720 South Penn Street in Noblesville. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can dial them up at 317-773-7391. Ball's going to be brought in. Backcourt, sidecourt brought in by Hadley Cherry. Ella Hickok crossing the timeline at a drop pace. She'll work at left side. Cameron Runner back out top. Kaylee Roten works at right side. Cassidy Shakel. Shakel might have got away with a step. No call. Ball caroms goes out of bounds near the scores bench. They're going to save his last touch by Greenwood. 1:03 on the game clock. Brought in slightly to the backcourt from Cameron Runner. Ella Hickok crossing the timeline. Under a minute to play. 58 seconds left here in the second quarter. 28-14. Lady Huskies by 14. We're going to right side. We're going to back out top of the circle. Cameron Runner pass to the right side near the corner. Ella Hickok had a jump to get that one. Out top now. Stationary dribble. Cameron Runner. 40 seconds left. Ella Hickok with the basketball straight away. She'll pass it left side near the Woodmen bench. Cameron Runner gets the ball back from Ella. Back to Ella. 27 seconds left. Left corner baseline, Kaylee Roten, she'll bounce pass it back out to Cameron Runner. Moving the basketball pretty good. Defense right there, Olivia Ford, also out top playing the defense. It's 30-24, Ella Stivers. So we're getting out top, moving the basketball. 10 seconds left. 8 seconds. Behind the arc, Ella Hickok. Ella, we're in the free throw line, Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry wanted to make a pass. The passing lane closed up by the time she steps. She got called for steps. 4.4, brought in from the backcourt. 2 seconds. Underneath the bucket, shot wouldn't go. Olivia Ford, right side of the glass. She's disappointed. She's going to jog off the floor right now. 10 minutes on the intermission clock. Halftime score, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, 28. Greenwood, Lady Woodman, 14. Again, we thank you for tuning in tonight, girls basketball. Going to be girls basketball on Saturday. Girls basketball is going to happen Saturday for the Woodmen. The Lady Woodmen, they'll travel to Eastern Green to battle with the Lady Thunderbirds. That's right there, the hometown of John Michael Vincent. John Gleiber, what a guy he is. He's a family man. He's got a couple of children. He and his wife, I understand his wife, a pretty good administrator. Maybe used to be at Perry Meridian, but she's a pretty good administrator, and John will attest to that. Well, Mitch, this game is also in part being brought to you by RE/MAX A New Realty. Are you looking for real estate professionals in Tipton, Indiana? Visit RE/MAX A New Realty and connect with a real estate expert today. RE/MAX A New Realty in Tipton, Indiana is the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. RE/MAX A New Realty, located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them up at 765-675-3100. Again, that's 765-675-3100. That's RE/MAX, A New Realty in Tipton. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at the 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, right there off of State Road 19, otherwise known as Peru Street, at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to make sure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. And again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals are located 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. You can dial them up at 317-773-4800. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. They're authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with lift gates. They have a full line of moving supplies. They're locally owned and operated since 1998. The owner is on site daily, and that's Dirk. You'll find Dirk there Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. So right now, we're going to talk about some rankings. We'll talk about rankings. First, we'll start out. Class 4A coaches poll. This is tabulated on January 9th. top 14 are listed. We're missing at number one. They're class 4A by recognition. Last year and the year before that, they were class 3A. They qualified for 3A by enrollment. But at number one, it's South Bend, Washington, the Lady Panthers. Last year, they won the state. They won the state last year in 93-35 score. And I'm not going to mention the opposition. But they were pretty tough last year, and the year before they won the state again. This year, they're at number one in class 4A. But they are a 3A team. They're 18-0 at South Bend, Washington. At number two, Zionsville Lady Eagles. They're also 18-0. They're in sectional number eight. And two teams tied at number three. Both the teams are also in sectional number eight. So that sectional eight is going to take place at Noblesville this year. Noblesville is one of the teams tied at number three. That's the Lady Millers. They're 16-3. Also there is Fishers. Fishers Lady Tigers, 15-2. And at number five, sectional number five also, Fort Wayne Northrop. They're the Lady Bruins. They're currently 15-1. At number six, sectional number 15, Bedford North Lawrence, Lady Stars. You probably heard of Damon Bailey. He's from Bedford North Lawrence. He coached the Lady Stars when his daughter was playing. They're 17-3. At number seven, also sectional number eight, the fourth of six in that sectional, is Hamilton Southeastern Lady Royals. They're 16-2. And at number eight this week in the Class 4A poll, the coaches poll, sectional number six. At number eight is Homestead Lady Spartans. They're 14-2. At number nine, also from sectional number six, Columbia City Lady Eagles, 16-2. At number 10, they're in sectional number 10 also. That's Warren Central, the Lady Warriors. They're 13-4. At number 11, out of sectional 13, Center Grove Lady Trojans. They're 14-4. At number 12, another from sectional 10, Lawrence Central Lady Bears, 14-3, I found out. My father-in-law graduated from Lawrence Central. And at number 13, there are two teams tied at number 13. Sectional number four, the top one is North Ridge Lady Raiders, 16-4. The second one tied at number 13 out of sectional two, Valparaiso, the Lady Vikings. They're 17-1. There's the buzzer, 3 minutes left. Letting everybody know, come out of the locker room, 3 minutes, let the officials know. Keeps everything going. They buzz it three times in 3 minutes. We'll talk about the Class 3A coaches poll rankings for girls basketball tabulated on the 9th of January. Here's the top 14. At number one, they've been there pretty much all season long, if not longer. The Twin Lakes Lady Indians. They're currently 19-0. Tonight, they are doing battle at Culver Academy. Culver Academy, they're currently 10-5. At number two, Indian Creek, the Lady Braves, they're 18-0. At number three, Evansville Memorial Lady Tigers, they're 16-0. At number four, Class 3A, Sectional 24. Number four, that's Jay County Lady Patriots. 15-1. The sectional 24 here at Hamilton Heights is pretty much loaded. Ought to be a good outcome in this sectional. Well, mentioned tied at number five, there are two teams. Corydon Central, Lady Panthers, they're 16-2. Also there, Norwell, the Lady Knights, are 14-3. At number seven, that's the Fairfield Lady Falcons. They're 14-2. At number eight, West Lafayette Red Devils, the Lady Red Devils, I should say. They're currently 13-4. They gave the Lady Huskies about all they wanted. Lady Huskies had not a real good shooting night over at West Lafayette. We'll also mention at number nine, Mishawaka Marion, the Lady Knights are 13-5. At number 10, Northwestern Lady Tigers. They're currently 12-13. At number 11, Class 3A Sectional 24, familiar name, that's the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, 12-3. Number 12, it's Belmont. The Lady Braves are 14-2. Number 13, Danville Lady Warriors, 15-3. And at number 14, Gibson Southern, the Lady Titans are 14-3. And then we'll mention last night, ball game took place, Oak Hill, Northwestern. Sorry about that. I don't have a score recorded. But that was probably a good one. And I'm back earlier this season, as mentioned, Hamilton Heights was at Jay County. 45-44, Lady Huskies got the win in one overtime. And as mentioned, that was game number 2 on the season for Jay County. Game number 5 on the season for the Lady Huskies. That game took place on November 12th. So the buzzer sounds. We've been through 10 minutes on the intermission clock. We're going to inbound the basketball. Working to bring it in right now. It's going to be half-court inbound. It'll be inbound by Stacia Buckaloo. She's going to toss it in. Number 10, Lily Howe. 7:58 crossing the timeline. Lily Howe in the front court. Works it left side behind the arc. She'll bring it back out. Emily Messer back to Howe. Working around the perimeter. Stacia Buckaloo goes to the corner with it. Emily Messer. Cross-court pass. She'll get a right elbow. Working the ball around right there. That's Stivers. They'll get it back to Lily Howe. They get an inside-out play. Hill. Howe trying to move the basketball to the right corner baseline. Huskies moving their feet. They're going to work it down low. They try to entry pass down low to Emma Gardner. It's deflected out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Huskies. 7:32 on the game clock. Left of the bucket on the baseline. Going to be brought in by Emily Metzger. She'll toss it in. Lily Howe. She'll launch a three. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound 23 for Hamilton Heights. That's Cassidy Schakel. She gets it to the point guard. Ella Hickok crosses the timeline on the dribble. Working against her. Number 10, Lily Howe. Back outside, moving the basketball. Picks it up. Cameron Runner. We're working back to Hadley Cherry. She'll get it back to Cameron. Give her a new dribble. Cameron Runner near the center line. Working against her is 35, Emma Gardner. Back pedal dribble. They're working to Kaylee Roten. And Kaylee Roten couldn't get the ball down in a hurry. And it'll be a traveling violation. 7 minutes straight up left here in the third quarter. No score thus far in the second half. 28-14, Lady Huskies by 14. Working it behind the arc. Stacia Buckaloo works the left side behind the arc. That's Lily Howe working to the corner. Emily Metzger back to Howe. She's going to think about a three. Cameron Runner defends. Chips away, trying to bounce pass, trying to get it in. Going to be a tie-up right there. They're going to call a jump ball. Right there, Ella Hickok locks it up with 35, Emma Gardner. Alternate possession arrow gives it back to the Huskies. Going to bring it in from the backcourt. Cameron Runner gets it in on the dribble. Ella Hickok. We're going to see the front court have the cherry. To Kaylee Roten. She'll dribble inside the paint. I should say inside the arc. She'll dribble in now inside the paint. Left-handed off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. She'll go to the foul stripe. 5'4", Kaylee Roten. Goes hard to the hoop there. She'll shoot two. They're going to whistle this foul on 24, Ella Stivers. Stivers picks up her second in the ball game. First shot up and good. Kaylee Roten. Roten working on that average. She's starting tonight at 57%. She's climbing right now. Second shot on the way. Rims around. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Emma Gardner for the Woodmen. Crossing the timeline. Lily Howe on the dribble. She'll take a three. Straight away. Rims around. Nearly went. Comes out of there. Rebound. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner going to go coast to coast. Going to cross over. She's going to draw a foul. It's on the floor. She was not shooting. We'll double check here. They might be calling this shot. I think that's probably a favorable call right there. But to be on the floor to me, but she's going to shoot twice. First shot up and good. 6:08 left. We're in the third quarter. Cameron Runner, the only Husky near the foul lane. The rest of them back behind the 3 seconds. She's the center line, I should say, as she gets the second when she goes. So they bring the ball in. Stacia Buckaloo gets it in. Crossing the timeline now, Lily Howell. Back to Buckaloo behind the arc. She'll work it back. Howell's going to take a three. Straight away, wouldn't go. Rebound, part four, picked up by Ella Hickok. Cassidy Staple gave up the rebound to Hickok. Back to Cameron Renner. She'll go baseline off the glass. She got one to go, got her own board. Kicks it out to Ella Hickok. Back to Kaylee Roten. Back to Ella Hickok. She'll back pedal dribble. Deep in the front court, closest to the fans, she'll cross over. She'll work her way in off the glass. Shot going to go. No foul called. Rebound, Schakel. Cassidy Schakel boards the basketball. Ella Hickok hit the deck pretty good. Couple of wooden in there. Could be a foul call, but no whistle. 5:33 on the game clock. They're going to whistle this foul on 35, Emma Gardner. She has one. She's foul number three here in the second half. We're mixing the ball. Going to be brought in by the Lady Huskies. They're yet to commit a foul here in the second half. So in the ball game, we're going to see number 42 for the Woodmen. And then, so Cameron Runner gets the bucket on the alley-oop play, I do believe. 33-14, Lady Huskies in front. Working at right side of the basketball, Stacia Buckaloo. To the corner, Emily Metzger. Cross-court skip pass. Back pedal dribble now. That's Lily Howell. They'll work at right side. Emily Metzger, they'll dribble in. Back out to Howell. She'll try a three. Rims off, wouldn't go. Fight for the rebound. Come up with the rebound, 42. I'm sorry, I do not have a name for 42. I wrote down what I got from the athletic secretary. I have those in front of me. We'll try to capture that via the public address. Can be brought in. Emily Messer left of the bucket on the baseline. Gets it in. Lily Howell working against her. It's Kaylee Roten. Lily Howell on the dribble. They're working in the paint. She'll take a shot off the glass. Got him to go. Rebound fought for. Cameron Runner picks it up. Works it up ahead. Ella Hickok. She'll go to the corner. Kaylee Roten. Back out top, Hadley Cherry. She'll dribble in once. Back out to Kaylee Roten. Now back to Ella Hickok. She'll bring the ball back out. Working against her is Emily Metzger. Metzger, good defense. Take some defense to guard Ella Hickok. 4:33 on the game clock. Third quarter. 33-14, Lady Huskies. They're working down low. Cassidy Schakel. They're going to call a foul. Looks like it could have been a blocked shot. Anticipated calls are not too fun. 4:27 on the game clock. Schakel's going to shoot two. Fouls whistled on 44, Olivia Ford. She has two. Team foul number four. Cassidy Schakel, first shot, rims around, wouldn't go. Schakel working on that free throw percentage. Stacia Buckaloo going to take a breather. In the ball game, going to be number 20, Kira Faulkner. Kira Faulkner, she's a 5'6 senior. Second shot on the way, rims around, falls off, wouldn't go. Cassidy Schakel could not get either. Across the timeline, Lily Howell on the dribble. She'll keep it alive. She'll bounce it out top. Emily Metzger dribble it once. Back cross-court skip pass right there. Lily Howell pick up the dribble inside the three-point line. Back to Metzger. 4:07 clock moving. Third quarter. Hamilton Heights 33. The Woodmen 14. And from the corner, baseline, three-point bomb is good. Credit the bucket. She's just off the brick. That's Kira Faulkner, the senior, nails a three-point jumper just off the bench. 3:59 left here in the quarter. Working it right there. 33-17, Lady Huskies in front. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear Real Estate, Century 21. If you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern of where you're going and where you're at, you can call or text message Lisa Stokes Bear at 317-513-4086. Again, 317-513-4086. She can help with residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear. Along with buying and selling for your best interest, Lisa also specializes in residential and corporate relocations. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21 Sheets Company. She'll work for you. 3:59 on the game clock, third quarter. Going to be brought in backcourt by Hamilton Heights. Cameron Leonard is being let know she can roam the baseline if she needed to. She gets the ball in to Ella Hickok. 3:55 on the game clock, 33-17, Lady Huskies with the lead and the ball in the front court. Out top, Ella Hickok. Free throw line, have the chair. Works out Katie Brown and back in the ball game. Gets it back to Cameron Leonard. She'll jump pass back to Katie Brown, back to Cameron. Three-point shot near the corner. Wouldn't go. Rims off. Rebound. Hadley Cherry. She'll pass it out top. Ella Hickok. She'll work it back to Kaylee Roten. Three-point shot wouldn't go. Cameron Runner there for the putback, and she'll be fouled in the act of shooting. Bucket goes, and she'll get one more. See a rare smile right there on the face of Cameron Runner. She plays for real. 3:28 left. Third quarter. Three-point play is good. Cameron Runner, 36-17. Working around trying to break the press there. They're going to break it with the pass across the timeline. Lily Howes, it was not over in the back. She was straddling the line. A lot of folks don't realize that rule was put in about 10, 12, 15 years ago. So 3-11 in the front court with the basketball. Ella Hickok outside the arc. Katie Brown back out top to Ella. Skip pass to the corner. Cameron Runner, three-point shot good from the extreme right corner baseline. 39-17. Lily Howe going to cross the timeline. She'll slow it up just a bit. She'll work her right side, Emily Metzger. She'll dribble in. Pick up her dribble, work it back out top. It's tipped to the backcourt. Can be and was retrieved. Right there, Lily Howe. She'll cross the timeline. Working through the left corner baseline. Trying to bounce pass in there. They're going to call a kick. It was off the leg. They're going to deem it as a kick. And probably a good call. Kaylee Roten is going to check out a ball game. She's going to get a breather. In the ball game for the Lady Huskies is number 4, Taylor Harley, 5'6" sophomore. 2:32 on the game clock. Third quarter. Stationary dribble out top. They're working to the free throw line and working down low. That was 44, Olivia Ford, trying to find 42 down low off the hands. Goes out of bounds. Be brought in from the backcourt. Ella Hickok on the dribble. She'll pick up the pace at the 10-second line. She'll slow it up again. Works it right side in front of the scores bench. Cameron Runner. Back to Hadley Cherry. Back to Cameron. Back to Ella. Cameron's going to go baseline. Katie Brown is going to get it to Ella Hickok. She'll take a shot just outside the paint. About a 12-footer. 2 points for Ella Hickok. 41-17. 2 minutes left. Third quarter. Crossing the sideline, Lily Howe. Lily Howe working it right there. Works it right side to Metzger. Back to Howe. Works it to the left corner. Working the ball back around. Working back to Metzger behind the arc. Metzger sporting those pink shoes. We know what that's for. It's for a good thing. Going to work it down low in the paint. Going to cause traveling violation. And Olivia Ford going to give the ball back to the official. 41-17. 1:40 left. Third quarter, they're working to the free throw line, have the cherry. She'll dribble once, get it back out top. Ella Hickok, thought about a shot, works it right side. Behind the arc, Cameron Runner. Elbow right side, have the cherry. Got her shot blocked. It's caromed, picked up there in the paint by Taylor Harley. The ball's loose, they're going to call foul. They're going to whistle this foul on number 20, Kira Faulkner. Kira Faulkner, 5'6". Senior. Yeah, we have some Faulkners in the area. And an alley-oop play in the paint. Shot wouldn't go for Cameron Runner. And they're going to be brought across the timeline in a hurry. Lily Howell. She'll work a right side, Emily Metzger. 1:10 left in the paint. Metzger will take a jump shot. She got stripped on the way up. It's going to be a foul whistle. She'll shoot two. I don't think they're taking this out of bounds. She was jumping to shoot. They surely are. They're going to give it to her out of bounds in a That's Coach Justin Bennett. I'd probably have a difference of opinion there. So they're going to bring the ball in from out of bounds. Multiple girl substitution for the Lady Woodmen. Emma Gardner in the ball game. 24, Olivia Ford. 24, Ella Stivers. They'll go to the corner. That's number four, Charlie Mayo. Now back out top, Kira Johnson. Kira Johnson on the dribble. She'll work her right side. 3-point shot on the way. Shot wouldn't go. That was 11. Lily Hommel. Lily Hommel is a 5'5 senior. Took a 3-point shot. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Hamilton Heights. Betty Husky's in the front court. Back pedal dribble. Working her right side. Working back around. Katie Brown. Ella Hickok. Skip pass. Back pedal dribble. Cameron Runner. Near the center line. 35 seconds left in the quarter. Third quarter, it's 41-17, Lady Huskies. They'll go to the corner. Taylor Harley brings it back out. Hadley Cherry. We're going to back out top. Ella Hickok and Hadley Cherry. Back to Ella. 20 seconds left. Ella being guarded closely there by Kira Johnson. Holding the basketball there. She'll dribble now. Hadley Cherry to work it down low. She'll take a shot off the glass. Layup for number 10, Cameron Runner. 3 seconds left. Kira Johnson going to take a three near the buzzer. Would not go. Three quarters in the book, we'll mention. At the end of three, Hamilton Heights, 43. Greenwood, 17. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. Since 1983, great cars, great prices. Great customers. Well, maybe you can reach them at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana by dialing 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. Their second location is Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's right there between Westfield and Noblesville, along State Road 32, right there in Mill Creek Road. That's Noblesville. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online, or you can visit them on site. Online, it's FritzandFishers.com. Say what, Fishers? Boy, that's a place that is booming right now, just east of town, talking about building an establishment to play hockey in and other items. But that place is going to seat 7,000 right there. Hockey. I'll tell you what, Fishers is happening. 7:56 on the game clock. Ultimate possession arrow gives it to the Woodmen. Lady Woodmen on the approach. Outside the arc, 3-point shot. Good. Nice shot. Lily Hommel, the 5'5 senior. She enters this game shooting 21% behind the arc. She's climbing now, guarding the basketball. At three-quarter court, Charlie Mayo. Hamilton Heights with the basketball. Cameron Runner works the left side behind the arc. Ella Hickok back out and working to Kaylee Roten. Lost the handle going across the lane. Ball's picked up 35. Emma Gardner of Greenwood. They're working outside the arc, working down low. Good hands. Hadley Cherry tipped that away and tried to feed 35 Emma Gardner into paint. Ball goes out of bounds. Going to belong in the front court with the Woodmen. Going to be brought in right of the bucket on the baseline. Kira Johnson to the corner. 3-point shot. Rims off. Wouldn't go. That shot taken by number four, Charlie Mayo. Lady Huskies on the approach in the front court. 7:05 left. We're in the fourth quarter. Hamilton Heights and Greenwood. I believe first time this has happened. Girls basketball. We're going to back out top. Hadley Cherry right side behind the arc. Ella Hickok. She's being guarded by Charlie Mayo. Outside the arc, 3-point shot. Kaylee Roten wouldn't go. Ball caroms and it's picked up on the rebound by number 10, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner throws it through the wickets, the legs of Hadley. Picked up there by Ella Hickok. She dishes off Kaylee Roten. Roten goes up for a shot. She gets fouled in the act of shooting. Kaylee Roten going to shoot two. They're going to whistle a foul on Greenwood. 35, Emma Gardner. She picks up her second foul. That's foul number 7. First shot rims off, wouldn't go. Kaylee Roten working on those free throws. Kaylee Roten just above 50%. Second shot on the way, good. Just the back end of a two-shot foul. Kaylee Roten, 6:38 on the game clock. 44-20. Lady Huskies in front. We're going to back out around the perimeter. Out top, that's number 3, Kira Johnson. She'll work it adjacent to her. That's number 11, Lily Hommel. Lily Hommel, pretty good three-point shooter. She'll try another one. It'll run out right, wouldn't go. Rebound, fought for, picked up by Emma Gardner. They'll reset the offense. They'll try it again in the front court. Baseline. Ball's going to be stripped away. It's going to be intercepted there by Hadley Cherry. They get it to Ella Hickok. She'll cross the timeline. Trot pace towards the fans right here adjacent to the scores bench. They'll work it back out top. Cameron Runner being guarded there closely by Ella Stivers. She'll get it back to Katie Roten. She'll dribble in elbow left side. She'll bounce pass behind the arc. Back to Cameron Runner. Going to be a timeout called. Full 60 seconds timeout being called by the Lady Huskies, Coach Keegan Cherry. 5:48 left here in the fourth quarter. 44-20, Lady Huskies in front. Again, we'll remind you, coming up Sunday, this Sunday, you can create a lifetime memory by being there at Danebridge Fieldhouse. Danebridge Fieldhouse, they're going to have the Harlem Globetrotters right there. They're going to have a 12:30 ball game with the Washington Generals. Then they'll take a little breather. They'll come back, have a 5:30 ball game with the Generals once again. I imagine they're in pretty good shape, pretty good duration. We'll mention that the Harlem Globetrotters were founded in 1926. Their opponent has always been the Washington Generals, as far as I know. And as I mentioned a while ago, the Washington Generals have won the game before against the Globetrotters. It don't happen often, but the Globetrotters kind of get a little bit above themselves. And if you go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com, again, that's HarlemGlobetrotters.com, you can pick up tickets. 5:48 on the game clock, brought in. Starting by Kaylee Roten, backcourt slightly. Ella Hickok back to Kaylee. Kaylee Roten back out top. Ella Hickok, double team right there. Working it right there to get it back to Kaylee. Try to bounce it down low. Try to get it to Cassie Schakel. Off of a leg. No kick. No intentional kick. Ball's loose in the front court. Hadley Cherry going to lock it up with Lily Hommel. Going to be a jump ball. Alternate possession arrow. Gives it back to the Lady Huskies. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. Cameron Runner into Ella Hickok. She'll cross the timeline. She's going to meet a double team right there. She'll pass out of it. To Cameron Runner. Outside, ball's loose. Cameron getting a little bit lackadaisical with the possession there. They ship it out of bounds. It's last touch by the Lady Huskies. So we're going to bring it in from the backcourt. It's going to belong to Greenwood. We're going to see a sub back in the ballgame. Lady Huskies is going to enter the ballgame again with number 3, Katie Brown. Taking a breather is number 23, Cassidy Schaefer. 5:18, fourth quarter, brought in on the dribble across the timeline. Kira Johnson. She'll work it right side. Adjacent, Lily Hommel. They'll work it down low. Two-point jumper in the paint is good. That's 24, Ella Stivers. Stivers for two, 44-22. Crossing the timeline with the basketball, Cameron Runner. Works top of the key, Kaylee Roten back to Hadley. Back to Ella, to the corner, Katie Brown. We're going to back to Cameron Runner. She's going to pick up, she's going to draw a foul. It's going to be a bump foul. They're going to bring the ball back in from the front court. Actually, it's going to be the 1-1. Bonus in effect, that's foul number 8. Second half on Greenwood. So Cameron Runner, the only Husky on the line, in the lane, I'll say. First shot rims off the rim and floats on in. That's some good revolution there. She got the first one, 45-22, 4:50 left, fourth quarter. Second shot, also good. She's missed one tonight. I think she shot probably 10, be my guess. She might be 9 for 10. I'm not keeping stats, just recollection. We're going to back out top. Ella's free throw line, two-point shot good. Again, that's Ella Stivers. Ella Stivers on fire in the last two possessions. It's going to be a full 60-second timeout called right here. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention PutMeInSports.com in varsity sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall, the Chipped and Blue Devils. basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights, and Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies basketball. As they play some jamming music right here. I guess it's jamming. It's not the 80s, but I guess it's pleasing to the generation that is playing basketball tonight, I'm guessing. So they're getting ready to inbound the basketball. 4:39 on the game clock. 46-24. Lady Huskies in front. Both these teams, a couple of days away, going to be in action on Saturday. The Greenwood Lady Woodmen will travel to Eastern Green. That's the home of JMZ, where he grew up playing basketball. He played all the sports down there. He's a Thunderbird. Crossing the timeline. The basketball, Ella Hickok. Working back to Cameron Runner. Back to Ella. Cross-court pass behind the arc. Katie Brown should bring it back out. But we're in the front court. Defense is good. Outside the arc, Cameron Runner should dribble baseline. Lost the handle. Kept it below her hand. Went to the corner. Kaylee Roten. Reached in there and hobble. Almost comes up with a good steal. She'll tip it out of bounds. Right there in front of the scores bench. Mike Thomas. Arnett Cooper. And Greg Knapp. So they're working right there across the timeline. And I see Mr. Hickok working the book over there. We're going to back around. They're working back behind the arc. To the corner. Katie Roten. Back to Cameron Runner. Cross court pass. Shot on the way. Katie Brown rims out long. Rebound secured by Charlie Mayo, number 4, for Greenwood. To cross court pass. Break the press. Kira Johnson to the front court. Hommel. With another 3-point shot, rims out. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Katie Brown. Katie Brown looking to bring the ball across the timeline. She'll pass it to Cameron Runner. Working right side behind the arc, Kaylee Roten. Guarding her, Olivia Ford. Ball's loose. Olivia Ford picks it up. Olivia Ford with the steal. They'll work it up ahead. In the paint, off the glass. 2-point bucket, good. Number 11, Lily Hommel. Going to be a timeout on the floor. 3:20 left here in the fourth quarter, 46-26, and we do appreciate you tuning in. It's a 30-second timeout, and we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store, the place to enhance your ride, trucks, cars, SUVs, etc., wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. A myriad of products for you to choose from. You can visit them at Runyon Truck Store. They're located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road. That's an Atlanta, Indiana address, 46031. Ball brought in from the backcourt. Ella Hickok. She'll pass it to Cameron Runner. Back to Ella in the front court. Back to Cameron. Working near that center court line. Back to Ella Hickok. Cross court pass. Number 20, Kaylee Roten on the dribble. Dribbling exhibition. They're going to whistle a foul. Let's see what they're going to call here. They're going to call Hommel. Lily Hommel going to pick up her first foul in the ball game. Lily Hommel is a senior, 5'5". She gets the most out of that 5'5 frame. 3:04 on the game clock. Kaylee Roten going to shoot the 1-1. Going to be the final 1-1. The ninth foul on the Woodmen. Lost the handle, though. Wouldn't go. Kaylee Roten tracked it down. Try to get it. Rebound secured there by Olivia Ford. In the front court now on the dribble. Kira Johnson. She was facing a double team. Cameron Runner and Ella Hickok. Lost the handle in front of the scores bench. Goes out of bounds. So it'll be a wholesale substitution from Coach Justin Bennett. Lady Huskies going to check in with Kathy Schakel. Taking a breather as Katie Roten. In the ball game is going to be number 5, Gabby Wegeson. Gabby Wegeson in the ball game was number 5. 15 is Emily Metzger. 22 is Stacia Buckaloo. 35 is Emma Gardner. And 23 is Brianna Pierce. She's a 5'5 junior. Back the other way in the paint. Pierce going to hand off. 2-point shot off the glass. Left side. Credit to bucket. Emma Gardner. 46-28. 2:36 on the game clock. Fourth quarter. Lady Huskies in the front court. Cameron Runner on the dribble. She'll get it back to Ella Hickok. She'll bring it back out, square it up, work it left side. Cross court pass to the corner. Katie Brown. back to Cameron Renner to the corner. Abby Cherry passes out of it. They work it down low. Cassidy Schakel gets the bucket, and Ella Hickok with another assist. Ella Hickok, 4.1 assists per ball game. 2:10 left. 48-28. Lady Huskies in front. Working through the corner. Going to dribble in. Emily Metzger. Back around. They move the ball back around. It's in the hands of number 5, Gabby Wegeson, on the dribble. She'll bounce pass. Well behind arc. But working back around. That's 23, Brianna Pierce. They're working down the paint. Picked up there by Hadley Cherry. She passes it up ahead. With the basketball, Katie Brown. They'll bring it back out top to Cameron Runner. They'll go to the corner with it. They'll bounce it down low, Cassie Schakel. She'll pass it back out behind the arc. She'll dribble in baseline, bring the ball back out. Ellie Hickok to Cameron Runner, back to Ella. She'll take a three from the left corner. Baseline's going to go. Rebound, Schakel. Inside out play. 3-point shot the other side is good. Katie Brown for three. Substitution's going to be allowed to end of the ballgame. We're going to see Taylor Harley back in the ballgame. She wears number 4. Taking a breather in 24, Hadley Cherry. 1:24 left here in the fourth quarter. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. Crossing the timeline on the dribble pace is Gabby Wegeson. She wears number 5. Out top guarding the basketball, trying to guard the pass. Pretty quick reflexes with that foot. Cameron Renner kicks the basketball. They'll bring it back in. In the ballgame for the Lady Huskies is number 12, Morgan Ottinger, a 5'5 junior. Taking a breather is 23, Cassidy Schakel. They'll bring the ball in. Let's toss it in. Picks it up, go to the corner with it. That's Emily Metzger. She'll bring it back out on the dribble. Brianna Pierce. Stationary dribble. She'll pick it up now. Working the left side behind the arc. Again, moving the basketball. That's number 20, Stacia Buckaloo. Working down low. 2-point shot good. Tread at the bucket. 35, Emma Gardner. It's going to be a buzzer here, and they're going to stop play. Doesn't happen often, but the bench needs to ask a question. After a made basket, they buzz the buzzer. Everybody wonders what's going on. That just means they need to ask a question. If you think about it, the bench guys working there at the bench, are extensions of the officials. They're basically working for the officials, even though they're probably getting paid in another parameter. So they talk this over. They work it out. And I'm Coach Justin Bennett over there, his club. And Hamilton Heights, evidently, might have had a girl that wasn't in the book. And so they're shooting. There's the first one. It's good. Number 20 at the line, Kira Faulkner. She's shooting the tech shots. All tech shots anymore are two shots. It's no longer two on the coach and one on the player. They're all two, and she got both of them. 51-32. 58 seconds left. Fourth quarter, ball's going to be brought in. They get the tech shots and the ball out of bounds. It's going to be brought in by number 22, Stacia Buckaloo. She's going to bring it in from Solon. Solon by Katie Brown. She'll go the distance, half court. Off the glass, layup is good for Katie Brown. 50 seconds left. 53-32. To the front court, Stacia Buckaloo. She'll pick up the dribble. She'll pass it back out. It's stolen again by Katie Brown. She'll go to the front court. She'll bring it back out. And they'll take a little air out of the basketball. 35 seconds to the corner. Katie Brown back to Ella Hickok deep in the front court. She's being guarded closely by Emma Gardner. Going to work it back around. Cameron Runner. Emma Gardner. Gardner nearly had the steal against Cameron. Cameron turned around. Didn't know Emma was there. They went into corner. Went into paint. It's going to be thrown away. Stolen by Greenwood. Number 20, Kira Faulkner. Faulkner in the front court, 12 seconds left. They're going to dribble back out at Stacia Buckaloo. Crossover dribble. She get it back out. They're working to number 5, Gabby Wegeson. Now working to right side. That's Pierce. Trying to work it down low. Ball's loose. And that's going to complete the ball game. 32 minutes gone by. Final score, Hamilton Heights, 53. Greenwood, 32. And again, we'll mention games coming up this weekend. Greenwood Lady Woodmen going to travel to Eastern Green to battle with the Lady Thunderbirds. That'll be a 12 o'clock JV, 1:30 for the varsity. That'll be Saturday, the 14th. And the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies also in action on Saturday, the 14th. Big ball game. It's going to be at Tipton. It's going to be the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies as they travel 9 miles To the north, Ohio State Road 19 do battle with the Lady Devils. New coach in Tipton. Her maiden name is Crawford, Layla Crawford. Good basketball player as a player. Good basketball coach as a coach. She took over for Coach Chad West. And they're having a tremendous season. And we'll mention Tipton Blue Devils have a great season. We'll mention we're going to bow out of here. And we do thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home for sound check and making sure everything worked smoothly. Everything seemed to go okay. So we'll see you Saturday. I hope you'll tune in if you can't be there live at Tipton. Varsity ball game will start about 1:30. PuttonyInSports.com will be there. Thank you for tuning in. We'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.